Well,
今天呢，咱来聊一个高考699分的女孩被网暴的事儿吧。
Today, let's talk about the story of a girl who scored 699 points in the GAOCAM National Higher Education Entrance Examination.
因为说了一句连错都算不上错的这么一句话啊。
Because I said a sentence that wasn't even wrong.
而遭到了网暴。
And was subjected to online harassment.
这事儿的起因啊要。
The reason for this incident is.
说特别简单。就是。
If you want to say something simple.
就是说在河南平顶山啊有。
That is in Pingdingshan, Henan.
这么一位女生姓韩啊韩。
There was a girl named Han.
同学她。
Dear Mr. Han.
家里边呢挺困难的。
His family situation is difficult.
母亲患有强直性脊柱炎长。
Mother has ankylosing spondylitis.
年卧床父亲啊是个农民啊靠。
A long time bedridden father, a farmer.
这务农和打零工啊支撑全家的生活。而
supported my family by farming and doing odd jobs.
就是在这么样一个家庭里边。
And in such a family,
韩同学从小到大都没有过手机。
From childhood, Han has never had a phone.
那这种家庭条件呢，也不支持他去报任何的补习班。
The family's financial situation also made it difficult for her to attend any tutoring classes.
全凭着韩同学自己极致的自律和踏实刻苦这种学习精神吧。
Rely on the extreme self-discipline and diligent hard work of classmate Han.
高考考了699分。
Got a 699 on the GAOCAM National Higher Education Entrance Examination.
分。那位问了699分。
The one who asked for 699 minutes.
听着也不算高啊。
It doesn't seem very tall.
我听着700多分的多了去了。
I heard that the score was over 700.
哎，这就属于什么呀？在某些平台啊，或者一些网络环境里边。
And this belongs to what in some platforms or some network environments.
您就会看到大家人均月薪30000起。
You will see that the average monthly salary starts at 30,000.
平均存款500万以上。
Average deposit of 5 million or more.
这就造成吧。
This will cause.
您听着那一个月才挣10000多。
You're earning only a few thousand dollars per month.
不到20000呢。
Less than 20,000.
手头才有个100000万存款。
I just have a million or two in savings.
那都不是人了。
That's not a person.
都不配活着。
They don't deserve to live.
但在咱们的现实生活当中呢。
In our real life.
就这样的啊绝对是生活条件占前10%的存在了。
This is definitely a situation where only the top 10% of people can afford it.
那韩同学今年考这699分。
The Korean student scored 699 points this year.
在当地是一什么情况呢?
What's the situation like locally?
就简单说来吧。
Let me put it simply.
清华北大啊。基本上可以随着他挑了。
Tsinghua and Peking University are basically the same, so you can choose whichever one suits you.
这俩学校都抢着要他。
Both of these schools are vying for him.
最后呢
Finally,
这位韩同学选择了去清华大学医学院的卓医班。
This student, Han, chose to join the Juoyi class at Tsinghua University's School of Medicine.
哎
Howell,
学医呀、啊、他也提过啊
He also mentioned studying medicine.
就是因为母亲身体不好。
Because my mother's health is not good.
他希望可以通过学医呢，去帮助更多的像他母亲这样的人。
He hopes to help more people like his mother by studying medicine.
这本来是一挺好的事儿。
This was originally a good thing.
你看家里那么不容易。
I know it's not easy for you at home.
通过自己的努力，人闯出了一条路。
Through one's own efforts, a path is forged.
很有可能实现阶级的跃迁啊。
There is a high probability of achieving a class leap.
哎。
Well.
但这时候就因为他接受了一个媒体的采访。
But at this time, he was interviewed by a media.
说了一句话。
Said a sentence.
就遭到了铺天盖地的网暴啊。
I was bombarded with online abuse.
哎呦。
Well.
我也纳了闷了。
I'm also puzzled.
有些人最近是怎么了?
What's up with some people lately?
就一言二语之差。
A single word or two.
那就要置人于死地吗?
So, are you trying to put me in a position where I have to make a choice between life and death?
这是,他们想弄个什么文字狱?
Are they trying to put them in a prison of words?
比文字狱都厉害啊。
He's even more powerful than censorship.
人就说句话。
People say,
那这姑娘到底说了个什么话?
What exactly did this girl say?
让人这么一通喷呢。
So, you're just going to keep insulting me?
原来啊，她不是分数高吗?
Actually, she wasn't a high achiever, was she?
就媒体上他们家采访她去。
They interviewed her on the media.
其中有一个记者就问了她一个问题。
One reporter asked him a question.
说现在啊，青少年都比较喜欢玩手机。
Nowadays, teenagers are very fond of playing on their phones.
那对于那些沉迷于手机而荒废学业的同龄人
For those peers who are addicted to their phones and neglecting their studies,
哎
Oh,
你有什么样的建议呢?
What advice do you have?
这位韩同学啊，就结合自己的经历嘛。
This student named Han combined his own experiences.
说啊，什么样的年龄段就干什么样的事儿。
What kind of age group? What kind of things to do?
不吃学习的苦就会吃生活的苦。
Without putting in the effort to learn, you will only suffer in life.
哎,
oh,
我觉得啊，多少有点问题。
I think there's something wrong.
尤其是那句，不吃学习的苦就要吃生活的苦。
Especially that sentence, if you don't put in the effort to learn, you will have a hard time in life.
这句我的确是不太赞同啊。
I actually don't agree with that.
我觉得生而为人。
I think that being born as a human.
为什么就得吃苦呢?
Why do I have to suffer?
啊。
Well,
不吃学习的苦就得吃生活的苦。必须二选一嘛。
If you don't put in the effort to learn, you'll have to face the hardships of life. You have to choose one or the other.
那难道我们生下来就是为了吃苦的吗?
Are we born to suffer?
而且了，什么叫苦啊?
And what does suffering mean?
人和人对于苦这种定义也不一样。
The definition of suffering is also different for people.
有人就觉得一日三餐粗茶淡饭。
Some people feel that eating simple and plain meals three times a day is enough.
无拘陋食，研究学问笔耕不辍。
Living in a humble dwelling, he studied and researched diligently, writing scholarly articles without ceasing.
那就是最大的幸福。
That's the greatest happiness.
但对于有些人来说呢
But for some people,
哎，这种日子就太苦了。
This is really tough.
所以您看，生活状态是多种多样的。
So, you see, life is diverse and multifaceted.
不能光以一个苦字来定义。
It cannot be defined solely by the word suffering.
但是我想说了啊。
But I want to say,
这位韩同学以他的年纪以及他的社会阅历，
This student, Mr. Han, is known for his age and social experience.
包括记者问他问题的时候那
including when reporters asked him questions,
那种语境来说，
in that context,
他说出这些话来是一点毛病都没有的。
It's perfectly fine for him to say those things.
您就听听记者提问那语境吧。
Listen to the context of the reporter's question.
在这种语境下，只有两个方向的答案啊。
In this context, there are only two possible answers.
一个就是韩同学说那方向。
One is that Mr. Han said that direction.
像另外一个就是你随便玩去吧。
Another one is you can just play around.
你想干什么干什么，不用学。
What do you want to do? You don't need to learn.
那这不是更混蛋吗？
Is this not the worst?
哦，
oh,
你这儿从来不玩手机。
You never play on your phone.
好好学习。
Study hard.
考了699分。
Scored 699 points.
上了清华，眼瞅着就要实现阶级的跃迁了。
With saying you were university in sight, the goal of achieving a class leap is within reach.
结果你给别人提意见的时候，
As a result, when you give others advice,
跟人说想玩玩去吧。
Tell him that you want to play.
不用学，卷什么卷啊？
Don't need to study anything.
这辈子怎么过不如过呀？
How to live a life is better than living a life.
应该享受人生的每一分每一秒。
Enjoy every moment of life.
你说你，他当时说出这话来，不让人骂死吗？
Did you say that he said something like this, and it's not something people would criticize him for?
再说他说的其他的话啊。
But the other things he said.
人生在什么样的年纪就应该干什么样的事儿。
At what age should one do certain things in life?
不吃学习的苦就会吃生活的苦。
Without putting in the effort to learn, you will only suffer in life.
这两句话明显是老师或者家长那些大人嘛。
These two sentences clearly belong to teachers or parents, adults.
咱们这种成年人一直在给孩子灌输的。
But we adults have been constantly instilling in children.
而他只有十来岁的年纪。
And he was only about 10 years old.
人家没有那么多的生活阅历。
I don't have as much life experience as others.
他觉得老师
He thought,
家长
parents,
我们这些成年人跟他说这些话
when we adults say this to him,
他觉得对，也听了
he thought it was a good idea, so he listened,
并且予以践行
and put it into practice,
而且得到结果了
and I got the result,
人高考了699分啊
He scored 699 on the college entrance exam.
所以他把这些听来的话分享出来有什么问题吗？
So is there a problem with him sharing the things he has heard?
哎
Oh
但就是这句没什么问题的话啊
But this sentence is fine.
通过媒体一发出来
Through media release,
在全网引发了巨大的争议啊。
Has caused a huge controversy across the internet.
其中有这么一条高赞的评论啊。
There was a very popular comment like this.
说的是考得好。
It's about doing well in exams.
我祝福你。
I wish you well.
但你没资格教育我。
But you don't have the right to educate me.
哎，就
，oh,
这条评论啊，有50多万的点赞啊。
There are over 500,000 likes on this comment.
好些人涌进这评论区进行谩骂和围攻。
Some people are flooding into this comment section to make abusive and harassing remarks.
有人指责他年纪轻轻，满身说教感。
Some people accuse him of being overly preachy and lecturing at a young age.
有人批判他高高在上。
Some criticize him for being arrogant and condescending.
制造
manufacturing
教育焦虑
education anxiety.
还有人呢，把他和往期那些学霸进行对比啊。
There are still people comparing him to those previous academic geniuses.
强行的踩一捧一。
Forcefully, I'm holding a dress.
我就很难以理解了。
I can't understand it.
现在为什么有些人他就那么脆弱？
Why are some people so vulnerable now?
听不得一点跟自己观点不同不。
I can't stand it when people disagree with me.
合乎心意的话啊，而
some reasonable words.
而且相当的刻薄，一
and quite harsh,
点包容心都没有。人一
no one has any tolerance.
十来岁的女孩分享一下自己的学习经历。
A girl in her early teens shares about her learning experiences.
学习经验怎么就是教育你了？
Learning experience is the education you get.
你配让人教育吗？
You're making me feel so bad.
我跟您说啊，
I'm telling you.
但凡有一个人跟您说，
But anyone who tells you,
哎，
Oh,
你这说话说的爹味很重啊。
You're talking like the dead.
哎，
Oh,
你凭什么规训我？
Why do you have the right to discipline me?
你凭什么教育我的时候？
You have no right to educate me.
这个时候其实潜台词的意思就是，就连他啊说这话的人，他都承认你说的内容绝大部分那是对的。
At this point, the implication is that even the person who said it admitted that most of what you said was true.
他无法从正确和不正确这方面去反击你。
He can't counter you from the perspective of right and wrong.
哎，
Oh,
那这时候他干嘛呀？
What is he doing at this time?
他就要说你的态度了。
He's about to say something.
哎，
Oh,
他就要挑你的态度了。
He's going to pick on you.
生活中这样的人也常见啊。
These kinds of people are also common in life.
你跟他说事儿。
Tell him your problems.
他跟你聊态度。
He talked to you in a friendly manner.
你跟他聊态度。
Talk to him about his attitude.
他跟你聊国际局势。
He talked to you about the international situation.
你跟他聊国际局势。
Talk to him about international affairs.
他跟你聊阿克拉玛星母猪育种的问题。
He talked to you about the problem of breeding Acromer star pigs.
这叫什么呀？
What is this called?
这就叫无理搅三分啊。
This is what you call a blatant attempt to stir up trouble.
其实对于说教的反感。
Actually, I'm very sensitive to lectures.
我是可以理解的。
I understand.
毕竟咱们从小到大有几个不是生活在成年人絮絮叨叨的说教当中的，自然而然的呢会对这种形式产生生理性的抵制和不适感。
After all, we have had several experiences from childhood where we didn't naturally learn things through the guidance and teachings of adults. This can lead to a physiological resistance or discomfort with this type of learning method.
所以带着这种情绪和童年的阴影吧。对。
So carry this emotion and the shadow of childhood with you. Okay.
有些话呢，有些应激。
Some words are stressful.
有些过敏。
Some allergies.
那是可以理解的。
That's understandable.
但人家郭同学一十几岁的孩子。
But at classmate, Kyuo is just a teenager of about 15 years old.
基于自己的人生经历和经验。
Based on my own life experiences and experiences,
分享了一下自己的感受。
I shared my feelings.
真犯不着诸位铺天盖地那口诛笔伐。
Why are you all so angry and criticizing me so harshly?
毕竟咱们大家都生活在这社会里边。
After all, we all live in this society.
都生活在这个网络环境当中。
All of us live in this internet environment.
把这网络环境弄得戾气十足。
Make the internet environment more powerful.
其实对每个人都没好处。
Actually, it doesn't benefit anyone.
而围绕着郭同学另外一大块的讨论呢。
And another large part of the discussion revolves around Mr. Kyuo.
就是关于他高考志愿的这个问题。
The question is about his college application.
他不是报了一个清华医学院的卓一班吗？
Wasn't he a student in the top class at Tsinghua Medical School?
哎
Oh?
这是个八年本博连读的这么一班。
This is a group of eight-year students who are doing their second year.
哎
Oh?
这时候就有大批的什么教育啊。
At this time, there were a large number of educational programs.
填志愿的这类的自媒体博主和公司啊，就开始下场了。
The self-media bloggers and companies that specialize in filling applications are starting to feel the pressure.
打着理性分析的旗号啊。
Under the banner of rational analysis.
对他极尽是嘲讽之能事啊。
He is always making fun of me.
说这韩同学是因为贫困的家庭限制了他的认知。
I said that this Korean student was limited by his family's poverty in terms of his education.
按这些人的说法啊
,According to these people,
就是穷人家的孩子就不应该学医。
Poor children shouldn't study medicine.
因为什么呀
?Why?
因为学医的时间长啊变现慢。
Because the time to study medicine is long and it takes a while to make money.
八年才博士毕业。
8 years to get a doctorate.
如果报什么计算机啊。
What kind of computer are you referring to?
人工智能啊这类变现更早的热门专业啊。
Artificial intelligence and other popular and lucrative majors have emerged earlier.
可能四年以后、哎、
Maybe in 4 years.
就能进大厂就能赚钱了。
Then I can get into a big company and make money.
哎
Oh.
这种说法怎么说呢
How would you say this?
不能说人说的完全是错的啊。
You can't say that what people say is always wrong.
这就是现在这么一个现实情况。
This is the current reality.
那些热门专业的确是四年本科毕业之后就能进大厂。
Those popular majors definitely allow you to enter large companies after graduating with a 4-year bachelor's degree.
那好。
Okay.
学校的热门专业
Popular majors in schools.
一些大厂还抢着要呢。
They're all scrambling for them.
工资待遇还挺不错的。
The salary and benefits are quite good.
走。
Oh.
但是啊，有这种观点的这种博主给这个韩同学提意见。
But there's this viewpoint that the blogger gave some advice to Mr. Han.
这些人，他们往往忽略了一个核心的前提。
These people often overlook a fundamental premise.
就这韩同学现在的家境是如何的？
What is the current situation of Han classmate's family?
是不是挺困难，挺穷的？
It's really difficult and poor.
所以他们家就要解决眼前的经济成本问题。
Therefore, they need to solve the immediate economic cost problem.
而清华方面呢，已经同意给韩同学学费、住宿费的全免。
And as for Tsinghua University, they have already agreed to waive all tuition and accommodation fees for Mr. Han.
还提供全额的奖学金，叠加专项的助学补贴。
It also provides full scholarships and special aid subsidies.
呀、可以说韩同学在校期间
It can be said that during his school years,
几乎所有的费用都已经被覆盖了。
Almost all the expenses have been covered.
这就意味着什么呢？
What does this mean?
虽然八年的时间长，
Although 8 years is a long time.
但从现在开始第一天啊
But from the first day,
他们的家庭就不用再有额外的投入了。
Their families will no longer need to make additional investments.
而大多数那些博主嘴里边
And most of those bloggers,
那些人工智能等等这种相关的热门专业啊
Those related hot majors, such as artificial intelligence and so on.
因为报的人多。
Because there are many people applying.
高分的人也多。
There are also many high scoring people.
所以在好学校的这些专业里边。
Therefore, in these majors at good schools.
不可能给出这么优厚的条件。
It's impossible to get such favorable terms.
大学四年，韩同学家里很有可能依然要有各种的投入来供养韩同学这四年的学业。
It is likely that Han, a college student, still needs to make various investments to support his 4 years of studies at home.
所以说，对于这种贫困
Therefore, regarding this poverty,
尤其是极端贫困的家庭而言
especially for families living in extreme poverty,
你不能只考虑他四年以后变现早。
You can't just focus on how quickly he will make money in 4 years.
你得考虑他眼巴前儿他就有投入的压力呀。
You need to consider the pressure he's under, especially with his family and children.
再说了
Furthermore,
人家报的清华这卓一班啊
They are all reporting to Professor Zhang at Tsinghua University.
虽然是八年吧
Although it's been 8 years,
看起来时间长啊
It seems like a long time.
但你看他怎么比，人家出来
But look at how he compares to others.
那是博士。
That's a doctor.
这是你那普通本科能比得了的吗？
Is this what a normal undergraduate student can achieve?
而且他和普通的学医读到博士的这个路径相比啊。
And compared to the ordinary path of studying medicine and getting a doctorate.
他还省了三年呢。
He saved 3 years.
人家还配套了公费海外科研的资源。
They also provide resources for subsidized overseas research.
毕业之后可以直接入职协和清华长庚这种顶级的医院。
After graduation, you can directly join top hospitals like Tsinghua, and Changjiang.
那起薪和职业平台远非普通的医药类专业可以比的。
The salary and career platform offered by this company is far beyond what is offered by ordinary medical professions.
关键是啊，现在专业的医学博士的科研。
The key is that now professional medical doctors research
可不只是临床坐诊
not just clinical practice
看病这一条生物医药的研发
The process of seeking medical treatment involves the development and research in the field of biotechnology
医疗
medical
人工智能的开发医学企业的科研
Development of artificial intelligence in medical enterprises research.
那都是相当高薪的优质赛道啊。
That's a pretty high-paying and desirable industry.
年薪远超那些同级别的工科。
Salary far exceeds those of the same level of engineering.
什么计算机这样的应届毕业生。
What kind of computer is suitable for a recent graduate?
关键还有一点的。
A key point is,
大家没想到的是什么呀?
What did everyone not expect?
那就是职业生命周期的长短啊。
That's how long a career lasts.
他们所鼓吹那些热门专业啊。
The popular majors they advocate.
的确是变现快。
It is indeed a fast way to monetize.
但是大家有没有想到这变现越快的专业
But have you ever thought about this? The more professional, the faster the monetization.
它迭代速度也就越快
It has a faster iteration speed.
而迭代速度越快的专业就越容易遭遇
And the more professional teams with faster iteration speeds are also more likely to encounter problems.
35岁的中年失业危机
35-year-old middle-aged unemployment crisis.
而人学医的呢
And what about those who learn medicine?
医学博士
Doctor of medicine.
这属于越老越值钱的这么一个职业呀。
This is a profession that becomes more valuable as it gets older.
当热门专业的那些人到了中年危机
When people in popular professions reach middle age.
那时候任寒同学在那医学界这块算是最值钱的年纪。
At that time, Mr. Ren was considered one of the most valuable in the medical field.
正是春秋鼎盛呢。
It's the spring and autumn period.
完全不用考虑被优化之类的事儿。
Don't worry about optimization or anything like that.
啊。
Oh.
所以说自从张雪峰张老师趟出了这条专业报考指导这么一条赛道之后啊。
So, since James Yufeng and teacher Zhang have paved this professional guidance path,
哎，这条赛道里可谓是鱼龙混杂，神仙了。
There are all kinds of people in this race, both good and bad.
老虎狗
Tiger dog
什么玩意儿都有，比较起来
Compared to everything else,
跟那缅北诈骗都不遑多让。
He's as good at scamming people in the border region of Myanmar as those scammers.
这里边的水也深着呢。
The water here is also deep.
如果说听节目您啊对这感兴趣的话啊
If you are interested in listening to programs,
您可以在评论区里留言。
You can leave a comment in the comments section.
想听两个字儿。
I want to hear two words.
我看想听的朋友多呢。
I think there are many people I want to listen to.
哎
I'll,
咱就聊这么一期深挖一下啊。
Let's talk about this for a while.
这条赛道里边那些乱七八糟的事。
The things going on in this track are all over the place.